In our conversation corner today, we're joined by Stuart Harrison and Simon Knott, both architects from Melbourne, both founders of the established 3RRR program in Melbourne, The Architects, and now on ABC TV's Art Nation with their eight-part series Good, Bad, Ugly. A busy medium career is blossoming for them, and today By Design looks at the world of Australian architecture through their prism. Stuart Harrison and Simon Knott, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you, Alan.
Yeah, thanks, Alan.
Good, Bad, Ugly, the title's obviously a play on that of the very successful 1966 Sergio Leone spaghetti western starring Clint Eastwood, but now you're turning your guns on Australian architecture. Why is that?
Well, I guess we were looking for a simple but effective way to talk about architecture and public buildings, public space, things that are good, and how do you develop a language for talking about things that are good, to develop a kind of critical faculty.
You're architects, but you're now in the media with, as I said, 3RRR's The Architects and ABC Art Nation's Good, Bad, Ugly. Some architects, Rem Koolhaas, for example, have always seen media as architecture. What do you think? Are professions like architecture now dependent on media in that they're really nothing without media?
Oh, I don't know if that's necessarily true, Alan. I mean, I think, first of all, I mean, we're architects first and foremost, and that's the core part of our practice. We do a number of other things around that, teaching, we do radio, we do TV, Stuart's written a couple of books, we write, we do an enormous amount of stuff around architecture, and we see that as just participating in the larger architectural culture, and generally just in the general cultural development of Melbourne. And I think Rem Koolhaas is a good example of that, because I see he is just involved in a larger, broader debate around what it is to live on this planet.
Stuart, you've written a couple of books. What role has media played in your life as an architect? Has it changed you or not, having a public voice in the media?
Well, I think all architecture is about communication, and whether it's through drawings or talking to people or presenting work. And the things we do, I've done in radio, which is obviously very much about talking, and then things I've done in terms of publishing is an extension of that idea. We're trying to communicate ideas, good ideas, whether it's for housing or public space. So I think media is just the medium in which architects now work, like really everybody else. And I don't think you have to be a media performer to be a good architect, but it certainly helps in terms of advocating for good design, which is one of the things we're really interested in.
Well, Simon, now that you have this voice, do you find it easy or not so easy making a call on what is good, bad, or ugly? I mean, you can do that about 17th century architecture because nobody's going to get back at you, but these architects are still with us.
I think when we've set out to do the series, we've never set out, and certainly in our radio work as well, we've never set out to just be sort of simply critical and say whether something is good or bad. I think it's just a useful framework in which to discuss good and bad points about architecture. And generally, if you look at most bits of architecture or public space, there are good and bad points about them. Certainly, Robin Boyd has been one of our big heroes, and we see this as a way of educating the public about what makes architecture valuable and what are the things that that we find interesting in it, and what are the things that we perhaps think could be done better, and give people a better appreciation of what good architecture is, and certainly good public space.
And Boyd's a great example, actually, Alan, because he was an architect who was also a communicator, writing books, and indeed a TV show on ABC TV.
Indeed.
So he's been a true exemplar, I think, for how you conduct yourself as a cultural figure in a discipline such as architecture.
And through that experience, we believe that if we can educate the public and get a better understanding of architecture, that's only going to benefit the architecture profession as a whole and produce a better built environment as a result.
And one of the things we're really strong on is the idea that architecture is not an elitist thing. It's actually not that hard to explain a lot of key architectural and urban principles. So we're really keen on demystifying the whole world of the architect.
Now, urban principles. You're in the middle of this eight-part series, small sort of 5 or so minute segments on ABC TV's Art Nation, and you're looking at the urban landscape in our major cities. So far, you've been to Melbourne's Docklands, to Federation Square in Melbourne, which I thought you interestingly compared to the centre of Siena, to Sydney, to the Paddington Reservoir Gardens, which I have to say looked far more attractive when you showed it to me than it did when I went there myself. I must revisit.
You've got to go on a sunny day.
Yes. And this week you're going to Brisbane, to Brisbane Girls Grammar. The major theme that keeps being discussed is urban space, it's public space. This is really a question to both of you. Why is this so important?
Well, I think we see a lot of, on TV particularly, we see a lot of discussion of housing, residential work, renovation, that sort of stuff. We don't see a lot of discussion about the public realm. So we're very keen to talk about what makes good public space. And really, it is, in fact, relates back to housing in the end. If we're going to live in better, denser cities, the public realm becomes even more important. We need to have better amenity, better public space, better parks, all those sort of things. So as our cities get bigger and as globally more people live in cities, the quality of the public realm within those cities becomes more and more important. And we're trying to encourage that.
And we also see this as a sort of maturing of the Australian Australia as a country, in that we've kind of moved from a 1950s idea of space where it was very much about the suburban backyard, and modern cities now, as Stuart talked about, if you're going to live in 50 square metre apartments, then this public space effectively becomes your back garden. And it is increasingly important in terms of establishing a sense of identity and civic pride, and those things that really enrich the cultural value of a place.
This is By Design. I'm Alan Saunders, and my guests today in our By Design Conversation Corner are the Melbourne architects Stuart Harrison and Simon Knott, who both appear on a special series, Good, Bad, Ugly, on ABC TV's Art Nations, and they're founders of the Melbourne 3RRR radio programme, The Architects. Details on our website. And what do you think? In your town or city, what is good, bad, or ugly? And architecturally speaking, that is. And is public space your backyard? Share your thoughts with us at abc.net.au/rn/bydesign. And of course, there's more to come in the next few weeks. You take on Sydney's Centrepoint Tower as well. Now, it's undergoing changes with the new Westfield CBD building now beneath it. Simon, what are your thoughts about this? Give us a preview.
Look, it's an interesting space, this one, and for a long time, well, I guess we've talked about public space being, it's a semi-public space, it's the space of the shopping centre, and we're very, very interested in this idea of this landmark tower, which is, if you built it today, it's kind of be slightly absurd, the amount of money and resources to make this thing, which is effectively a sort of revolving restaurant. But then I guess the real interest is what then happens underneath, and it's about sort of opening that space up and allowing connection through to the public spaces around it, which is the malls and the streets and the footpaths, and they've done a very good job. They spent an enormous amount of money, but yeah, I think it's an interesting place.
It's still a shopping centre, though.
Yes.
Actually, there's a question that you didn't mention when you were talking about Federation Square, but it's possibly also relevant to the Westfield. One of the things I certainly like about the Westfield Centre in Bondi is I think the finishes are good. Yes. I have heard Federation Square's finishes, just the quality of the walls and so on, much criticised. Obviously, you don't have time to take that on in the course of a short TV item, but what do you think about that aspect of Federation Square?
Well, I think our experience, Alan, is that they were really high-end finishes, and I think we did mention a little bit about that, but the facade systems were incredibly complex and expensive, and there really was a really good investment in the quality of the project. So I think from our point of view, it is actually really well-finished.
Yeah, I think it was built to last 100 years, and it has zinc roofs, and it has a whole lot of things that will last a length of time, and we don't often see that in public buildings. I think that's an essential part of public architecture now, that it should be built to endure.
How do you decide what you're going to make your judgments on for this ABC Art Nation series? I mean, I'm sure we all hope there will be a second one, but presumably you had to choose carefully for the first one. Stuart?
Yeah, we wanted significant projects, maybe some ones that people hadn't seen. There were some obvious ones in there, like Federation Square, but then some other ones like the new rectangular stadium in Melbourne, Brisbane Girls Grammar. So these are significant projects, and Paddington Reservoir Gardens are a really good example. One ones people might not know about. We wanted to avoid the incredibly obvious ones, like, say, the Sydney Opera House, although it's a fantastic building. So really ones that might showcase, and our ultimate judgment is most of these are actually pretty good. So it's about showing some really good examples of what to do.
And variety of them.
Yeah, variety of types. Yes, exactly. One of each type, really.
And what sort of feedback are you getting? Is the feedback good, bad, or ugly?
The feedback's actually really good. Despite Simon and our own personal appearance, I think the content of the show is normally commented on pretty well.
Well, we've found that people don't mind telling you what they think either. So we've had some fairly fairly good critiques from a lot of architects around town. So, which is great, and that's what the series is meant to be. Should be generating debate.
You mentioned that TV, when it does building design, tends to be interested solely in domestic architecture, so you're redressing the balance a bit. But would you be interested in taking on domestic architecture, good, bad, and ugly?
Yeah, absolutely, Alan. It's certainly something we're very interested in, and our own practice deals a lot in those areas, both separately. And we've been critical of, I guess, the general media and that the way that they talk about domestic architecture is a very superficial way. So we'll be interested in talking about it in a lot more depth, particularly ideas about density to living sustainably and what makes good residential design. I would be more than delighted to do another series on domestic architecture and residential architecture.
And it's interesting, yes, density is a subject which keeps coming up in this show, and sustainability. I think our listeners like sustainability. A lot of them have got doubts about density.
Well, they're intrinsically linked, so, you know.
That's what I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, I think it's something that people certainly need to come to terms with.
Well, Stuart Harrison and Simon Knott, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thanks, Alan.
Yeah, thank you, Alan.
Stuart and Simon are the presenters of Good, Bad, Ugly on ABC TV's Art Nation. They're practicing architects and co-founders of 3RRR's radio program, The Architects. Links on our website, abc.net.au/rn/bydesign.